إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، أما بعد. إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله this is going to be another session from the sittings of the book منهج السالكين by Sheikh Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di رحمه الله تعالى. The topic to be discussed today, inshallah, is عروض التجارة. The word عروض التجارة is composed of two words, عروض and تجارة. عروض is a part of the word عرض. An ard as the opposite of ayn, that is other than the currencies, al-zahb wal-fidda, gold and silver, which they used to spend in the past. So when they say ard, that is the opposite, meaning the items that are not currencies. So the plural is urud. Ardun urud. So when they say urudu tijara, the meaning of these are items that are meant for sale. Items that are meant for sale, for which we can call trade goods, that is the goods in which one trades, the goods in which one trades. So if somebody invests money in some commodities with the intention of buying, selling, such a person will be said to be dealing in urud tijara. So this can come in different ways, and one can partake in different types of business. Take for instance the selling of foodstuff, provisions, selling of furniture, cars, houses, and many other things. As long as one is dealing in those things, one is buying and selling them, or making them, selling them, so the person will be said to be dealing in urud tijara. So what the author wants to teach us is how to pay zakah in urud tijara. Firstly, we should know that the one who is dealing in these trade goods will use his money to buy them. And when he uses his money to buy those things, or to buy the raw material with which he will produce what he wants to sell, so he has converted part of the cash that he has, so to say, to these commodities. So the qima, that the value of that, of those goods, of those commodities in which he intends to trade. So the qima, the value, will be added to the value, which will be added to the cash that he has with him. Will be added to the cash that he has with him. Not that they will be treated separately, no. Because it is cash that he has, what he has converted to this. So, and the intention is to do 10 miyah, that is to make it grow, to make it grow, to make the money grow. So this is called urud al-tijara. So according to majority of the scholars, in fact some scholars, they mentioned the ijma' consensus on this, like Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibn Qudama also said there is something of consensus to this. Those who differ on this, that there is no zakah on the urud, that is zakah is not due on the urud tijara, so that their position is something that is outraged, like the position of Dawud Zahiri and some others who among the contemporary scholars that took that position. So inshallah we are going to talk about this. Now if urud, that is the items other than the currencies, gold and silver in the past, today euro, pound sterling, dollar, real, naira and the likes. So items that are different from this, if they are meant for sale, that is not, they are meant for buying and selling. So this will be considered as part and parcel of what, of the currencies, that is we treat them together. However, if they are not meant for that, maybe they are meant for personal use. This is called urud al-qunya or urud al-qinya, if they are meant for personal use. Take for instance, somebody buys furniture, he buys cars, he builds house, and the intention of buying the furniture is to make use of it in the house. The intention of buying the car is to ride in it. The intention of building a house or buying a house is with the intention of what? Of living in it. Not with the intention of selling it. He has bought the house or built the house with the intention of living in it, not with the intention of selling the house. He has bought a car with the intention of riding the car, not with the intention of selling the car. So he has bought the furniture not with the intention of selling the furniture, but with the intention of what? The intention of making use of it. So, if the intention is to make use of it, this is called urud al-qinya. With consensus, there is no zakah on what you have bought in order to make use of, in order to make use of it. There is no zakah on that. Just like when you buy cows, for instance, the intention is just to make the cows, to use the cows, so to say, in your farm. Even you don't have the intention of milking it, when we are discussing the zakah of the livestock, so that you get the livestock with the intention of taking the milk, eating the meat. So this, you pay zakah on it, as we have said. But if the intention is to use it in the farm, not with the intention of milking or with the intention of eating the meat and the likes, So there is no zakah on it. The same thing can be said here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "ليس على المسلم في عبده ولا فرسه صدقة." There is no sadaqa, no zakah that is due on a Muslim who has what? Who has a ox that is riding on. Likewise, who has a slave that is assisting him. For having a slave or having an ox, there is no zakah, because this is what? This is personal use. But if somebody buys an ox with the intention of selling, buying, selling, or he buys slaves, sells, so this will fall under urud tijara. The ox will fall under urud tijara, the slave will fall under urud tijara. Unlike if he has purchased them with the intention of making use of them personally. So this will be considered to be what? Urud al-qiniya. Now at times some of these urud, these items, may be bought, but not with the intention of selling, but with the intention of making money from renting them out. Like the cases of the house, or houses that you have mentioned, the houses, the cars, the pieces of furniture that you have mentioned. If somebody owns any of these, but the intention is not to sell them, the intention is to rent them out and make money, is there zakah on that? No, there is no zakah for owning these things and renting them out. However, the money realized from these items that are rented out, the money realized from them, if we allow a year to go on it, that is a whole injury year, if you allow a whole injury year to go on it, then the money is zakatable. Zakat is due on the money. But if the money was not witness a whole year, a whole injury year, then there is no zakat on the money. Just as there is no zakah on the item itself, because we do not have the intention of selling them. So when we talk about urud tijara, these are items that are meant for sale, the trade goods. So this is what we'll be explaining based on what we have in this book, Manhaj al-Salikin. The Sheikh says, "Wa'amma urud tijara," as for the trade goods, وهو كل ما أعد للبيع والشراء لأجل الربح. وهو كل ما أعد للبيع. This refers to everything that is prepared للبيع والشراء, for buying and selling. For selling and buying, the ajli ribhi, in order to make profit, Now, from the definition, it is different from urud al-qiniya, because urud al-qiniya is not meant for buying and selling, it's meant for personal use. Nilbari washra makes it different. Then the ajli ribhi, in order to make profit. So when you rent out an item, for instance, the intention is to make profit, but you are not selling that item. So meaning what? It doesn't fall under urud tijara. For it to be urud tijara, it must be shay'un ra'idda lilbari washra. Something that is meant for buying and selling. The ajli ribhi, in order to make profit. Now there is something that you ought to shed more light on as far as this is concerned. If somebody has the intention of buying something, he has the intention of buying something in order to make use of it personally. He has the intention of making use of it for personal use, not to trade in it, not to use it as such a basis of making money by selling, buying. No. The intention is also for personal use. So it is important to know that the one who has had this intention of buying a particular thing in order to use, if the person decides to later sell that thing, it doesn't make it rudu tijara. It doesn't make it rudu atijara, as we shall explain. So the decision to sell this thing, a year must have gone on it. That is, after he has gone on it, then he cannot decide that this particular thing, I want to turn it to Urudu Tijara. I want to turn it to Urudu Tijara. But for the fact that somebody has the intention of buying a particular thing for personal use, and all of a sudden decides to sell it, that doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. The fact that he sells it when he feels that he's no more in need of it doesn't turn it to Rudu Tijara, as we shall shed more light. Likewise, somebody who has the intention of trading in a particular thing, he has bought the car with the intention of trading in it. All of a sudden, he decides that I want to turn this car to personal use. This has stopped it from what? From being a Rudu Tijara, because he has changed his intention. He has changed his intention concerning it. So henceforth, that is from the time he has decided not to make it a product that he will be selling in order to make more money, from that time it has ceased to become what? It has ceased to be Ardu Tijara. From that point. Likewise, if somebody has the original intention of thinking of personal use, all of a sudden it says that I want to sell it, we won't say he has become Urudu Tijara immediately. We won't say he has become Urudu Tijara immediately, as most scholars have said. Some scholars have said that we start counting it from that time. The time that has gone, that one is gone. The time of the possession of that thing is gone. But from the time that he has decided that he wants to make it something that he will be trading in, making money, from that point, so some scholars said we start counting. My majority of the scholars are of the opinion that no, it doesn't count until a way has gone on it from that time. Then after a way has gone on it, then he can now make it an object of trading, that is, which he will sell, buy, sell, like that. So the Sheikh says, فَإِنَّوْ يُقَوَّمُ إِذَا حَالَ الْحَوْلُ. If a year goes on it, that is something that you have purchased, or something that was given to you as a gift, or something that you owned through other means that are halal. So either through purchase, either through gift, something that you own, and you decide that this thing that has been given to me, I want to use it as a basis for what? Making money. By selling it and using it to buy something else, to also sell, buy something else, or buy the same thing to what? To sell. Finally, you can one. This will be evaluated. إذا حال الحول when a year goes on it. That is from that point of having the intention of making it something that you want to be trading in. بالأحظ للمساكين, which watch is more beneficial to the poor, من ذهب أو فضة, either gold or silver. This we have talked about, that presently most Greek academies, they favor the use of silver because it is the Adna Nisabain, the lesser of the two Nisab, that is gold and silver. It is the lesser of the two Nisab. And this is more beneficial to the poor, in that most people will be qualified to pay their zakah. Most people will be qualified to pay their zakah. Unlike when we use that of the gold standard, which we prevent a lot of people from being qualified to pay zakah, because we mentioned the difference, that of silver, presently, if you want to get 595 grams of silver, which is equivalent to 200 dirham during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll have to have around 5,000 naira. However, if you want to have the Ishuna dinar, which is the same thing as 85 grams of gold presently, so you have something not less than 1.8 million naira in order to take possession of gold that is equal to 85 grams. 85 grams of gold, if you want to get it in the market presently, you'll have something of something not less than 1.8 million naira. And we said this 85 grams of gold was what they would call Ishuna Dinaran during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have explained a lot on this. We are just talking about the reason why the scholars, most scholars, are favoring silver. Silver is will make somebody to be qualified to pay zakah more than that of gold. Though in the past they used to be equal. Somebody who has 595 grams of silver, that is 200 dirham, and somebody who had 85 grams of gold, that is 20 dinar, they will exchange easily. But now, the prices of gold have appreciated, while the prices of silver have depreciated. So which one should we use? Scholars said we should use what? The silver. Because over the past, the silver was more common as a currency than the gold. So coupled with the fact that when we consider this, the gold standard, a lot of people will not be qualified to pay zakah, and this will affect the poor. So most scholars, they have the opinion that we take that of the silver. So the Sheikh says, فَإِنَّوْ يُقَوَّمُ, the goods that we have, that is the trade goods that we have, should be evaluated. إِذَا حَالَ الْحَوْلُ, when a year goes on it, from the day we have the intention. It says, take for instance, I have 500,000 naira. And this 500,000 naira, I want to invest it in something, maybe in provisions. So these provisions, so I want to be selling them, buying, selling, buying, selling. From the day one that I've had intention with what, with the intention of you buying the goods and what, trading in it, trading in them. So if a year goes on it, goes on it, then I will have to pay the zakah of it. But we shouldn't forget, that doesn't mean that when you have this trade goods that you are saying, that you have said you are going to pay zakah on, that doesn't mean that the cash that you have, that the year has also gone on. If you have a cash that the year has gone on, you are going to add that cash to the value of the trade goods that you have. If you have trade goods that are not up to nisab, and you have cash that is also not up to nisab, if you bring them together, they are up to nisab, then you have to pay the zakah. You have to pay the zakah. So let me repeat it again. You have trade goods that are not up to nisab. When you look at the value, and what you are going to use to value it is the market price, the price that you are selling. So that is what you are going to use. So when you look at the value, and you have cash that is not up to nisab, you bring them together. Or if the cash are up to nisab, the trade goods are also up to nisab, you still bring them together. If the trade goods are not up to nisab, but the cash is up to nisab, you bring them together. So what I'm trying to say in the essence is that when you want to pay the zakah of urudu tijara, the trade goods, you add them, that is the trade goods, you add the value to the value of the cash that you have to see whether they will make up nisab, or maybe each one of them is up to nisab. If each one of them is up to nisab, you pay the zakah. If they are not, then you bring them together, because what you are considering is the value. So this will be given to the fuqara, the poor. Now, how much are we going to pay? How much are we going to pay? That is a watch that you are going to take. So according to the majority of the scholars, we do not need to watch to take the goose, the watch. You don't need to take the goose. You can take watch. The watch of it in other currency. Wajibu fi rubu al-ashr. So it is composed that you pay rubu al-ashr, that is 1 over 40, the same thing as 2.5% of it. So somebody who has trade goods that is worth, let's say, more than 20,000 naira, considering the silver standard, such a person will have to pay zakah on it. Because 120,000 naira is even more than the silver standard now. وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ دَيْنٌ. So on the urudu tijara, some things are also important that we take note on this. That the urudu tijara, we have some scholars who have said there is no zakah on it. We mentioned earlier the Dawud Zahiri, Ibn Hazm. Among the contemporary scholars, Sheikh Muqbil. People also mention Sheikh Al-Alban, rahimahullah ta'ala, as one of those who believe there is no zakah on urudu tijara. But this is not correct. The Sheikh, rahimahullah ta'ala, believes that zakah on urudu tijara, but he differed with the majority of the scholars on that. There is no specific percentage or percent that we are asked by the Sharia to give out. So for this reason, the Sheikh believes that it is left in the hands of the one who owes his urudu tijara to give what pleases him. Meaning he can give less than 2.5%, he can give 2.5%, and he can even give more. This is the position of the Sheikh, as we can see this in some of his audios, Islatul Huda wa Nur. So contrary to what some people say, that the Sheikh is outrightly saying there is no zakah on urudu tijara. No. The Sheikh says there is zakah on urudu tijara, and his argument is based on the fact that we do not have a text that really mentions that we should give out 2.5%. We don't have text that says we should give out 2.5%. Now, before we comment on that, those who believe that there is no zakah or rodu tijara, they say there is no text from the Messenger of Allah that is authentic, that makes it compulsory to pay zakah or rodu tijara. They say this is what the view of the outside and some others. So nobody has the right to impose on people that they should pay a particular wealth or a particular money. But those who believe that it's a zakah on urudu tijara, they use as evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنْفِكُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَ لَكُمْ لَلْأَرْضِ. Spend from the good things that you earn. So, if you purchase a thing with the intention of selling, you buy in order to sell, buy in order to sell, with the intention of making money, making profit. So this was under the general verse, أَنْفِكُمْ مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. Spend from the good things that you have earned. So this is number one. They also use as evidence the hadith of Samra, which was reported in Sunan Abu Dawud. He said that كان رسول الله يأمرنا أن نخرج الزكاة مما نعده للبر. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to order us to give zakah from what we prepare for sale. From what we prepare for sale. And then this hadith has some comments which make some scholars declare it to be da'if, like Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. However, the Sheikh has mentioned earlier that he agreed with the majority of the scholars that there is zakah on urudu tijara. However, what should be given out is what the Sheikh contests. When the Sheikh says this hadith of Samra is da'if, the Sheikh based his position on the affair of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, that Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala recorded in his book Al-Umm. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was said to have said, ليس في العروض زكاة إلا ما كان للتجارة. There is no zakah on urud. There is no zakah on urud. That is on items other than currencies. إلا ما كان للتجارة. Unless if it is meant for tijara. That is urud tijara. So this statement of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu clearly establishes that there is zakah on urud tijara. There is zakah on urud tijara. And this is a statement of a companion. So nobody can knock it off because we do not know any of the companions that goes against this. And that is why those scholars like Ibn Hazm, like Dawud al-Zahiri and some others who are of the opinion that there is no zakah on urud tijara, they are mahjujun. They are mahjujun with this asar. So coupled with the fact that a lot of scholars have clinched close to consensus on this. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned this, Ibn Qudama, likewise Ibn Abd al-Barra, many others like that. So those who have the other opinion on this, their position is outweighed. So when we look at the Athar of Abdullah bin Umar, he said, لَيْسَ فِي الْعُرُودِ زَكَاةٌ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لِلْتِجَارَةِ. The author also did not make mention the amount to be given out. But the practice, as you said, has been that people will give out 2.5% of the urud. So the one who has a road, trade, road of tijara, the trade goods that are up to the sub, he gives out 2.5% of it after a year has gone and it. And if the road that he has is not up to the sub, then he can add it to the cash that he has that he has also gone on. So bring them together. Bring them together. So if they add up to form the sub, then he's going to give out the worth of 2.5%. And this is what most scholars are upon. Now on Urudu Tijara, scholars who talk about the condition of paying it, that one a year must have gone on it, just as we have in most zakatibu item, apart from take for instance that of the farm produce or that of the buried treasure, which inshallah we are still going to talk on. So a year goes on it. The same thing is applicable to that of Zakah of Urud or Tijara. Then the person must have taken possession of these things differently. That is not something that he has inherited. This is according to most scholars. According to most scholars. Some scholars, like a report from Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, that if somebody inherited this and he decides from the time that he inherits that thing that he wants to he wants to trade in it, it becomes from that time. So the first condition that Major Job scholars mentioned is that he must have acquired this team officially, like maybe buying it, maybe being gifted, and so on and so forth. Maybe it's a mahr for the nikah, maybe it's something of khulur, maybe his wife decides to go, and the wife is paying back to him what he has given him. If that thing that he gets back from his wife, he decides to invest it, so from that period that he's investing it in a commodity or in some goods that will be buying and selling, he starts counting from that time. That is something that he has inherited. So can he use it? Can he from that time say, okay, this thing I want to turn it for something that I will be selling it? So majority of the scholars said no, until a year has gone on it. After a year has gone on it, then he decides that, okay, this thing I want to turn it to something that I'll be trading it, then he can start. However, there is no clear evidence for this, though this is the view of majority of the scholars. The second thing is he must have the intention. He must have what? The intention. He must have the intention of converting it to something that he will be trading in. And that was the example I gave earlier, that somebody who purchased something, he purchased it. So the first condition is to feed, according to the majority of the scholars, he has purchased it. He has taken possession of that thing with purchase. So this is the surely he. But the second condition mentioned by the Jumhur of the scholars is that at that time that he has purchased, that he purchased it, he must have the intention of trading in it. If the intention is bilqiniyah, is to take possession of it for personal use, then it's not zakatibu. So if he later decides that he wants to be trading in it, they say it will start from that period. A year will go on it. Then after that, he cannot convert it to. So for this, A lot of scholars, though majority of the scholars, they hold on to this position. التملك باختياره وأن ينوي بهذا التملك أن ينوي بهذا التملك التجارة. So he must take possession of this thing voluntarily. Secondly, he must also have the intention of trading in it as at the time that he has taken his possession, as at the time that he takes the possession. So these two conditions are debatable, though it is question of most scholars, but they are debatable. So what matters is that once somebody decides that, okay, I want to change my intention, henceforth this thing is going to be urulu tijara. From that time it starts counting. So if a year goes only from that time, then you will have to pay 2.5% of each, as I've mentioned. So if it is up to nisab, and if it is not up to nisab and the person has cash that he has also gone on, so he add them together in order to pay the zakah of urulu tijara together with what with his with the cash that he has. So likewise, if he inherits and he decides from that time that I want to change this to something that I'll be trading in. Now, it doesn't fall under this, as I mentioned earlier, that somebody inherits something from his father and decides to sell it. That doesn't make it urulu tijara. It doesn't make it urulu tijara because his intention is not that he wants to be trading in it. He has not decided that this thing I want to be trading in it. So he doesn't make it urulu tijara. So you own something, you decide to sell it, doesn't make it urulu tijara. But the intention that this thing is going to be the basis of trade goods, then that makes it what? That makes it urulu tijara. Huh? Otherwise, it remains what? Something of tenure. And something that when you are no longer interested in it, you decide to sell it off. So if you decide to sell it off, you sell it off, and the money that you realize from it, you keep the money at home, and a year goes on the money. If the money is up to nisab, then you pay 2.5% of it. You pay 2.5% of it. If you have other money, other currency, so you have together, if they all form this, you pay as long as what he has gone on it. So this is on that. Now, it is also important to talk about what, take for instance, somebody has an urud. Let's say I start a business with 50,000 naira. I start a business with 50,000 naira. And I don't have any other thing apart from this 50,000 naira. I don't have any currency at all. So this 50,000 naira with which I start my business is not, it's not up to nisab. It's not up to nisab of Siva. It's not up to nisab of Siva. Along the line, I trade with this money, buy, sell, and the money at the end of a Hijri year has risen to 120,000 naira, which is presently more than the nisab of Fiddo. Am I to pay this zakah? This, according to the majority of the scholars, zakah is not yet compulsory on it. Zakah is not yet compulsory on it. Why? They said because after the beginning of the year, at the beginning of this Hijri year, what you have is less than nisab. Though at the end of the Hijri year, it has increased that his profit has accrued from that thing, from that trade goods, from the trade goods, profit has accrued, so which has made it up to nisab. So for this reason, they said there is no zakah on it. So you are going to start a new Hijri year from the time that it is up to Nisab. This is the view of majority of the scholars. Contrary to Al-Imam Malik, who is of the opinion that if that thing yields, makes profit, though not up to Nisab at the beginning of the Hijri year, that is at the beginning of the time that he decides to go into business with the money, till a whole year goes on it. So Imam Malik says, since it is this that has yielded this, then we'll have to treat them together. We have to treat them together. Because this profit is as a result of the principal. It's as a result of the principal. Just like the case of the livestock, not up to Nisab, but before the end of the year, maybe one of the animal has given birth to an offspring that makes it up to Nisab. So to him, you are going to pay the zakah. But to others, no, you are not going to pay the zakah. Abu Hanifa has a view that if it is up to Nisab at the beginning, but along the line it falls. But before the end of the year, it is up to the study again. His view is that what compulsorily you pay the zakah. But Imam Shafi and others said it must not be less than the sub throughout the year. It must not be less than the sub throughout the year. So this is with respect to the uruj, for instance, all the item that what you want to use, maybe money or maybe uruj, should not be less than what Nisab. This is on that. This has yielded this. The view of the majority of the scholars seem weightier. Another thing that is important here is that what if the root, the item, if it is up to Nisab from the beginning, it's not less than Nisab. And it's up to Nisab till the end of the year. In fact, there is profit that has accrued to it. Take for instance, one starts a business with 120,000 naira. Presently it's up to Nisab going by the silver standard. And by the end of the whole Hijri year, so it becomes 200,000 naira. So is he going to pay zakah on the 120,000 naira with which he starts? Or is also going to pay zakah on the 18,000 naira that has accrued? So this is going to pay zakah on each. Ibn Qudama somehow quoted a kind of tifak on this. So here we should differentiate between when the money with which one starts the business is not up to Nisab at the beginning, but that thing increases and is up to Nisab at the end of the year. And when it is up to Nisab, we differentiate between this and when it is up to Nisab from the beginning, and if there is profit that has accrued, that also accrues to each. So we said, in this case, when you have the money with which you start a business with up to Nisab, then you have a profit that has accrued from each to each together. So this you do. This is according to what most scholars are upon. That somehow in Ibn Qudam in Al-Mughni quoted something of itifaq. Now, there is another thing that is also important. This aspect is not directly connected to when something is accruing, profit is accruing on the Urul Tijara. Now, this is Al-Mal al-Mustafad. The currency or the wealth that you get not part and parcel of the rubu tijara that you have, or part and parcel of the cash that you have. Maybe you have a cash that is up to nisab. That is up to nisab. Along the line, you are gifted a gift. You are gifted a gift that is not up to nisab, or that is up to nisab. Maybe 5 months later, that is, you have a cash or urud that is up to nisab. Cash that is up to nisab. Maybe the urud or the cash is what you have, but they are up to nisab. But you are gifted a gift. This gift given to you is 5 months after you have gotten the money, the cash that is up to the sum. But this cash is a gift. It's not a product of the cash that you have. That is, this new money that you are given is a gift. It has no connection with the cash that you have. It has no connection with, let's say, the urud tijara that you have. It's something that comes from different place. Maybe it's an inheritance, for instance, or it's a gift. So if it is up to nisab, are you going to add it? Or if it's not up to nisab, are you going to add it to the one that you already have, that almost 5 or so months has gone on? Are you going to treat them together? This, according to Abdullah ibn Umar, you are not going to treat them together. And that's why, as Al-Imam Tirmidhi recorded, Abdullah ibn Umar was said to have said, "Man istafada malan, fala zakata alayhi hatta yahul alayhi al-hawl inda sahibihi." That is, whoever gets some money that is along the line. So, فَلَا زَكَاةَ عَلَيْهِ, no zakah on it. حَتَّى يَحُولَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْلُ عِنْدَ صَحِيبِ, until a year goes on it. So, once the money that you get along the line, you should go and add it to the one that maybe 6 months has already gone on it, so that both of them will be making. But after 6 months, a year would have gone on the first one. Why only less 6 or so months would have gone on the second one? They don't add them together. So this you won't add together. You will not add them together. So according to what Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said. Now, Abu Hanifa was of the opinion that you add them together. Because if you want to wait till a year goes on the other one, again, it will be somehow difficult for you. So to him, it's compulsory that you do that. Why the majority of scholars said, no, this is not compulsory, because a year hasn't gone on the new one you got. A year has only gone on the first one. So until that one is up to you, so you pay the zakah of this, then you'll be anticipating the new one expecting a year to also go on, to go on the new one. But if you so desire that you want to do them together, no harm. But is it compulsory? To the jumhur, it's not compulsory. To the jumhur, it's not compulsory. So this is if they are the four in the same genus, that is, they are the same. But if they are different things, then that one, there is no zakah on it. Take for somebody who has, let's say, 120,000 naira. He has 120,000 naira now. If a year goes on it, he's going to pay zakah on it. But along the line, let's say 6 months of that thing, he hasn't gone. So the person was given, let's say, 5 camels. The person was given 5. The person is given 5 camels. Is he going to add the camels to the cash that he has, the 120,000 that he has? Is he going to add the camels? No, he's not going to add the camel because they are not the same. Camel is different from this. He's not going to add the camels to this one because they are different. But if it is cash that is given, this is the one that he will say that Abu Hanifa said, what, should add that new cash to the old cash and give zakah. But if it is something like camel sheep, he will not. Or farm produce, he will not. He will not add this one to this because this isn't the product of that. Why to be the product? And it's up to the sub, as we said, you know, this, you add them together. But it's not the product. It's not the product. So they are different. But in a situation where it's not a product, but they belong to the same genus, like this is currency, in that case, the jumhur of the scholars are of the opinion that he's not going to add them. Abu Hanifa said he should add. So this should also be understood. This should be understood. But if it is the product, to say that if it is this, there is the first one that has yielded that one, this we said, as Ibn Qudama said, there is something of an ittifaq on that. There's something of ittifaq on that. So this is what al-mal mustafad, the money that you get along the line, in addition to the money that you are having before. So if the money you're having before is not the one that has produced the new one, there's no connection. Unless if you want to go by the view of the Hanafiya, who are of the opinion that the new money that you have gotten, if they watch the same genus, that is, this is what currency is, currency, then Abu Hanifa said, what you add together, let's verify that this one is not what produced the other one. This one is not the one that produced the other one, but you add together, contrary to the view of the majority of the scholars. But for easy execution, so to say, it will be better for one to take to the view of the view of Abu Hanifa. This is what most people do today. That you have money, maybe money has a million naira now, and after a year, the naira is within, maybe in his house or in the bank. But along the line, during the year, that is during the Hijri year, going on the money, he also gets another money again. So what most people do is they add everything together and just give 2.5%. With this, we are applying the view of Abu Hanifa. Because if you want to go by the view of the majority of the scholars, that new money that you get, if it is not the product of the previous money, then you are not supposed to join them together. You have to create a new Hijri year for this new one. So unless it is this one that has what produced this, then in that case we join them together. But if this one is not the one that produced the new one, this is according to majority of scholars that you don't join them together. Abu Hanifa says what, you join them together. But today we apply the view of Abu Hanifa. But if they are not the same, this one is farm produce for this one is cow, and this one is currency. So you don't join them together. You don't join them together. You don't join them together. So if they all agree on this, they all agree on this. Unless if they are urudu tijara, that is, use this one to buy this, in order to sell her. In this case, you join them together. Because this one is the one that produced the new one, the cow, or the cow or the house or whatever which you intend to sell, then you join them together because this is a profit of this. So this is on Al-Mal Al-Mustafad. Al-Mal Al-Mustafad. Now the salary, some scholars, they treat the salary as Al-Mal Al-Mustafad as well. So they say that Al-Mal Al-Mustafad, yes, the salary you get on a monthly basis, for instance, is something that you, Mustafada, you get. Is there zakah? So going by what Abdullah bin Umar said, there is no zakah on it. When it's father mala, fala zakata alayhi hatta ya'ul alayhi hawl in the sahibi. So there is no zakah on it. If you want to go by what Abdullah bin Umar has said, and what most scholars are upon, yes, there are some asar from some of the salaf that maybe understood that there is zakah on it. Like that of Muawiyah, Abdullah bin Abbas. But these asar are something that can be understood in a different line. So, and that's why Ibn Qudama in his book Al-Mughni, likewise Ibn Abd al-Barr, they said this position is not something that is correct. And this position is somehow ascribed to Imam Ahmad, but the position that is well established from the Imam is that there is no zakah on such. There is no zakah on such. This was explained by Ibn Qudama in his book Al-Mughni. Likewise, Al-Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr in his book At-Tamhid also explain in detail on this. Al-Imam Ahmad was said to have told the one who rents out his house, the one who rents out his house, that the person would pay 2.5% of it if he takes the money. So some people understood this to mean that if he takes the money at the beginning, meaning Istafada Mala, he has gotten money. But the report that is common with Imam Ahmad is that if the person does not take the money at the beginning, rather, maybe the rent is delayed till the end of a year, that is, till a whole year goes on it, that is, from the time of his renting it out to the man, he doesn't take the money from the man till a year goes on it, then he takes the money. So this, there will be zakah on it, because this is zakah today. Somebody is indebted to you. If a year goes on that debt, that person, he pays the zakah, as we shall explain, inshallah. So this is the meaning of what was ascribed to Imam Ahmad. So it doesn't support the view of those people who say you pay zakah on your monthly salary, because a year hasn't gone on the salary. A year has not gone on the salary. Yeah, we've gone on the salary. So in this case, there is no zakah on it. If the person wants to do sadaqah, that's a different thing. Now, it is also funny that we see today some people are saying, even if what you earn is not up to nisab, you have to give out 2.5% of it. So this is something that is strange. What scholars who are saying you pay zakah on monthly salary are talking about is somebody who earns up to nisab on a monthly basis. So trying to treat it as what Al-Mal Mustafaj, basing their argument on some of the asar that said came from the some of the companions, like Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. However, the salat is not correct. What is correct according to majority of the scholars is that a year goes on the money. And Istafada Malan, فَلَا زَكَاتَ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَحُولَ عَلَيْهِ الْحُولِ عِنْدَ صَحِبِهِ. Likewise, لَا زَكَاتَ فِي مَالٍ حَتَّى يَحُولَ عَلَيْهِ الْحُولِ. There is no zakah on wealth, until the air goes finish. But for one to not say, even if you do not own up to Nisov, because you have Istafada Mali, then you have gotten money. So Istafada Mali benefited from what? You have gotten money for that case, for that reason, you have to pay 2.5% of it. This general thing is not correct. It's not correct. So, as you said, with respect to rent, there is no zakah on rent unless if the person that is renting something else collects the money and keeps it till a year goes on it. If he collects the money and he spends it, no zakah on it. But if he keeps the money in the bank or at home, or he loans the money to somebody till a year goes on it, then in that case, he will have to pay the zakah of it. So inshallah, we are still going to talk more about zakah today in a subsequent class. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see our lives beyond them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.